Welcome to San Francisco. Pones and I here with me. I'm Dallas from Alt 105.3. Is this your first time in the city?
Yeah, this is my first time in San Francisco.
Well, welcome.
Thank you. Just got in this morning.
What have your perceptions been? What do you know about San Francisco before ever having been here?
Well, definitely, obviously, the incline in the streets, which is very similar to where I've been living in the last 2 years as well. So I'm used to it. I mean, as an Australian artist, realistically, we really see a lot of the cities from TV and movies and stuff like that. So if a movie was set in some certain city, then, you know, it helps you. But I mean, can I say this? I have to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Probably it reminds me of Princess Diaries.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, it's a beautiful city. It reminds me also The Sweetest Thing. Then there's like another show. And it just literally, when you go to the city, it feels like you're in the movie. It's like no joke. Like, it's no joke. It literally looks exactly like it does in the movies. The streets, like the trams that go past, the environment, like how it feels, the vibes, like, yeah, it feels exactly like how I thought it would feel.
If you are walking around this area, like before your show tomorrow or just like after this, they're shooting Matrix 4.
Whoa.
The last couple days. So Keanu Reeves has just been spotted down the street a bunch of times. You see crowds of people with their phones up. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for Keanu Reeves, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Neil Patrick Harris.
Whoa.
Are all in it. So there's going to be low-flying helicopters.
Whoa.
That's what they're doing. Yeah. So movies get shot here
a lot.
And another thing I was curious about, my fiance actually asked me this. She's like, because Christmas is in summertime in Australia. Are there Australian versions of Christmas movies? Like, where people just hanging out at the beach?
Okay. So, I mean, we probably have a few, but I'd say more so we would watch like our like Christmas movies are like Santa Claus or Christmas with the Cranks, like all US movies. It's more so our Christmas commercials. It'll be like, on Christmas Day, get your dad a Barbie so you guys can enjoy a snag in the sun with family and friends, huh? Or get a blow-up swimming pool so Uncle Jeff can fall asleep in it drunk in the Arvo. Like, it'll be stuff like that. And that's, like, actually no joke. So it's all our commercials change. We're still, obviously, this top trending song for us over Christmas is still All I'm for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey. That will never change for the rest of everyone's lives. And, yeah, so I would say, yeah, just commercials. And, like, in Australian films, if there's a Christmas scene in the film, it'll be in summertime. But we don't really have any Australian Christmas movies.
Christmas, a warm time. New Year's, a warm time in Australia. One day, I'm going to visit Byron Bay and hit up, what was I reading about? The North Hotel and the Beachy.
Yeah.
Are those good spots?
Yeah, the Beachy is like the first place I ever played a gig, like as Tones and I, when I was busking.
Mm-hmm.
Like from busking, my first ever gig I got was at the Beachy. And it's great. It's on the beach, obviously. And it's just by the water and there's people busking on the lawn outside the Beachy and there's live music inside and everyone just gets into it. Has beers in the sun, and it's a vibe.
It sounds like an absolutely delightful place that I want to go to.
You should definitely go. Anyone listening should definitely go check out Byron Bay. If you guys check out any place in Australia that I want to be like, yeah, do you like it? It'll be Byron Bay. Yeah.
The place of good vibes, it sounds like. So, And you just got news sort of this morning that you, with Dance Monkey, have the longest ever streak or time spent on the Spotify global chart at number one. And I think asking you, you know, how it feels to have Dance Monkey go number one so many times now is probably exhausting. But your manager's named Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And he told you it was going to be just a live track for the most part.
I have three managers and it was Dave, actually. Mm-hmm. And Dave happens to be here right now probably listening. So, Dave, I'm saying it again because he hates it. But Dave was like, my first release, Johnny Runaway, like crossed over to mainstream radio after my first ever release. And it was just like a fairy tale start. And then it got to like number 10 in our charts. And then I went to release Dance Monkey as my second release. And then my managers didn't want me to think that's what happens with every song. So they're trying to manage my expectations by saying Dance Monkey might not do that well. Might not be a radio track, but it'll be a good live track. And then that's just like a story that we always talk about. So
it's like every time the song hits a new milestone, you just like text him like smiley face emojis, crying, laughing.
Yeah. And I bring it up enough that he's probably even right now got his head in his hands like, oh, okay. So yeah, we just laugh about it now.
We are talking on Valentine's Day, of course. Does Valentine's Day mean anything to you? Are you someone that puts any stock in that holiday?
I mean, yes. I have my two best friends with me and we're all away from our partners. So tonight we're going to go, we have the night off, so we're going to go and do something really fun. I think we want to either like go comedy or go to like a drag show. We don't know what the city's about yet. So we just want to find something that's like interactive. We don't just want to like go out. It's not really our vibe. So we want to find something fun that we can do that's like specific to the city, watch live music or like an open mic night. I mean, I might even go hit up on open mic night tonight and play a song. Yeah,
there are options all the way around here in North Beach, the Mission. There's spots if you want drag, if you want comedy. There's a club right over here that Dave Chappelle just shows up at all the time called Punchline, right down the street. That's got stuff tonight, so you're in a good spot.
Amazing.
You're in a good spot for that. Rickshaw Stops, where you're playing tomorrow night. We're all super stoked for you to play a pop scene show, your first show here in the Bay Area. So we're amped to have you. So stoked that Dance Monkey's doing well. And I want to see like Never See the Rain be the next one here in America.
Oh,
I don't know
you.
What the next single's going to be yet, you know, but that's my track.
It's
right
my
there.
Favorite track too. So it actually just hit 100 million today.
Nice.
Which
nice.
Is huge for me because like for me, like Dance Monkey always feels like, is that it for me? It's done so many big things. I don't want to try and live up to it. I just want to be consistent and write music that I love. So for a song that I love so much, which is Never Seen the Rain, to see that other people like it too is just like the best feeling. So yeah, and thank you so much for you guys being like the first city to like get around my track. And you know, I have so much support here. So I just want to say thanks.
Absolutely. And I'll see you one day in Byron Bay on Johnson Street.
Yeah, we'll do that and then I'll interview you.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it. In the future. Thank you, Tones.
Anytime. Thank you.